For another take on recent developments in clinical research in lung cancer, I met with Dr. Primo Lara, who was also presenting at the Chemo Foundation meeting, and he began our conversation by commenting on a new class of agents being studied in the disease.
Vascular disrupting agents belong to a unique class of anti-cancer agents. They were designed specifically to destroy established blood vessels, which supply proliferating tumors. So, in contrast to angiogenesis inhibitors, vascular disrupting agents, which are also called VDAs for short, target established blood vessels. In contrast, you know, angiogenesis inhibitors such as bevacizumab or sunitinib target the neovasculature. So these are the new blood vessels supporting smaller solid tumors. So it's felt that VDAs are best used in larger solid tumors with established vasculature. And the mechanism of action is fairly unique. At first, if you hear about the mechanism of action, it sounds kind of scary, because what the VDAs do is cause occlusion of the blood vessels, causing hemorrhagic necrosis of the tumor. So basically, it's cutting off the nutrient supply of the established solid tumor by interfering with the established vasculature. So it will control cancer by inducing a central necrosis, and hopefully that will yield to better outcomes for patients.
What size blood vessels?
It's medium-sized blood vessels, the ones that are found in most solid tumors feeding the core, not the periphery.
It sounds like a really strange kind of mechanism. Do we know more about how it works? How did they even find out about this?
Well, you know, actually, they've been around for a while. The VDAs have been in development as far back as 1976. The NCI had this prototype. It was a small molecule, flavone acetic acid, which had vascular disrupting properties. And the agent I will be speaking on tomorrow was actually based on the prototype from the NCI. Now, the VDAs really are comprised of two general classes or subclasses. There are the so-called tubule binding VDAs and the flavonoids. The agent I'll be talking about tomorrow, ASA-404, belongs to the flavonoids. The tubule binding agents have been in development. You know, the other class, the tubule binding agents, have been available for a while. They've been in phase one and some in phase two development for the past, 10 years. You may have heard of cumbretastatin.
No.
Cumbretastatin A, that drug has been investigated for the past decade, and it still hasn't worked its way into a phase three trial because of toxicity. And as you would expect, vascular disrupting agents are kind of worrisome for causing vascular toxicity. And one of the main toxicities that were seen in early phase development was cardiac toxicity, particularly myocardial infarction and those sorts of vascular toxicity.